Each fall, Colorado State University and the University of Wyoming face off in a football game known as the Border War. But the longtime rivalry between the two schools doesn't just play out on the field. KUNC's Matt Bloom has the story of a local tradition that captures the curiosity of Northern Colorado residents to this day.
Listener Laura Oranowski-Hildebrand recently asked us about a rock north of Fort Collins. Maybe you've heard of it. The 40-ton boulder is called Haystack Rock.
I've only been a Coloradan for a decade, and I really am fascinated by the history.
Oranowski-Hildebrand drives by it on her daily commute along Highway 287. What catches her eye are the dozens of colorful paintings on its surface.
And then I begin wondering, you know, who put those messages on there, how they did it, if there was a protocol for when it would change.
Larimer County property records show the land the rock is sitting on is owned by the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District. That's the region's main water manager.
You gotta step between the barbs.
Brian Werner is head of communications there. We met out at Haystack Rock. It's about 60 yards off the road, right beyond this barbed wire fence.
It came down one of those hillsides eons ago and landed here.
We're looking at one face of the rock where there's this scene of the Rocky Mountains along the back with a memorial for somebody painted. There's a cross, a wooden cross with cowboy boots on the ground. And what else?
Cowboy hat, watch over us. So my guess is this is a tribute to somebody in this area that had passed away relatively recently, sometime this year.
There's also a few variations of Go CSU Rams or Go Pokes for the University of Wyoming. New artwork usually pops up right around the time of the annual Border War football game between the two schools.
This is the highway to get between Fort Collins and Laramie. So we go back however many years we've been playing that game with University of Wyoming, and my guess is they probably started soon after that.
Which makes this tradition more than 100 years old. As for the name Haystack Rock, the story goes like this. A farmer in the frontier days decided for fun to cover the rock with hay. A Highland rancher, new to town, showed up to ask if it was for sale.
He said, well, sure it is, and they agreed on a price. This Highland rancher went back, told everybody what a great deal he'd gotten, brought his wagon back to get the hay.
By that time, the farmer was long gone.
This guy had been duped, and it became Haystack Rock.
Depending on who's telling the story, sometimes it's the Union Pacific Railroad or the military being scammed. As far as who does these paintings, Werner couldn't say. And it's not easy to find people who will admit to trespassing on land to paint a rock. After days and many unanswered emails, Nick Corsick reached out on Twitter.
This is a bucket list thing for me to get interviewed by an NPR reporter.
He's 31 and lives in Denver. In the fall of 2006, he was a freshman at the University of Wyoming. And the night before the Border War game, he and a few other people in his dorm decided to paint the rock.
We waited probably until about 10 or 11, make sure it was nice and dark.
They all piled into two cars, made the drive from Laramie, put on some headlamps, and with several cans of spray paint in hand,
in current 18-year-old style, wrote an expletive CSU.
The game was in Wyoming that year, so Corsick and his friends knew that hundreds of Rams fans would drive past Haystack Rock the next day. That included several members of his family.
They were complaining to me about the rude Wyoming people that had painted on the rock, and I just kept my mouth shut because they were going to buy me dinner. So,
why do you think people keep painting on this random rock north of Fort Collins?
It's fun. It's like an easy way to kind of talk trash. Overall, harmless, as I see it. Nobody's getting hurt. There's a lot of people that know each other from both sides. So there's some easy trash talk. It's like, oh, I was the one that painted the rock, that kind of thing.
So there you have it. At least we know some of the answers surrounding the mystery around Haystack Rock. Matt Bloom, KUNC.
Since putting that story together, we've had a few exciting updates. We actually found out who painted that cowboy mural with the cross and Rocky Mountains. Matt joins us in the studio now to fill us in. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Henry.
What did you find out?
Well, I called a ton of local businesses, a ton of churches, and asked around to see if anybody knew who painted this beautiful mural, and nobody did. So I waited. After a couple of weeks, I got this kind of cryptic voicemail from a man saying that he could help.
Hello, Matt. You called me a while back about a mural that's on the rock on 287, and I know who that mural was done for, so give me a call back if you'd like.
He used to play poker with this guy named Paul Brabson, who passed away earlier this year. And through some internet sleuthing, I stumbled on some photos that Shelley Robinson had posted of Haystack Rock on Facebook. So I called her up. She's actually the daughter of Paul Brabson. She was a little surprised to hear from me, as you can imagine. We ended up talking about him for about half an hour. She told me that her family went out and painted Haystack Rock in honor of her dad right before his funeral. They were all driving up to the Red Feather Lake area, and that's when her son Alex saw the rock and got this idea.
Alex was like, oh my gosh, you know, I remember passing that all the time to go to Papa's, and what if I paint that so that when people come up, they'll be able to see it, you know, when they come up for the service.
So the day before the service, some of the family went out and painted two sides of the rock together.
People that passed were honking, and, you know, and just knowing that the people were seeing that and recognizing that, you know, Paul, Bill, whoever, but hopefully stopping for a minute and saying a prayer or being thankful for something in their life that they may not have thought of if they wouldn't have seen, you know, something like that painted on the rock.
Robinson said that she was really surprised, actually, that students hadn't painted over it yet. The Border War game is coming up. People could be out there as we speak painting it. But I think it goes to show that there is this sort of unwritten code around this rock. When there's something important on there, like a mural to somebody, you pay your respects to it. You wait at least a little bit longer to paint over it.